Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. And today, we're going to be taking a look at this pretty interesting topic called prompt engineering. Now, you might be thinking prompt engineering sounds kind of complicated, but stick with us here because it's actually a lot more straightforward than it sounds, and it can be super valuable for small business owners especially. We actually have an article here by Shelley Palmer that does a really great job of breaking this down, and basically, prompt engineering is about giving instructions to AI, like how to talk to AI so that you get back the results that you're actually looking for. And to help us really understand how this can all be applied in the real world, we have our expert with us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, you can think of AI like this like incredibly powerful tool, right? But like any tool, you need the right instructions to use it effectively to get the most out of it. And that's really where prompt engineering comes in.
So it's kind of like, walking into a meeting. You wouldn't just walk in there and just start talking randomly, right? You would go in there with some kind of plan, or you would have an agenda, some goals in mind. Is that kind of what we're talking about here? Like creating an agenda for the AI.
Yeah, that's actually a really great analogy. Prompt engineering really is about, creating specific instructions, or think about like the questions that you're asking the AI to then get that information or results you're looking for.
Okay, so that makes sense. And in the article, Shelley Palmer starts off by talking about something called pre-prompts. What exactly are those?
Well, imagine for a second you're an author and you're just about to write a story. Now, even before you even start typing, you're probably thinking about, the setting, the characters, just the tone of the whole story. That's kind of what a pre-prompt does for AI. It kind of sets the stage.
So it's almost like you're giving the AI some background information or some context before you're asking it to do anything.
Exactly. Like, say you're a small business owner and you're looking for some marketing advice. You could start with a pre-prompt like, you are a seasoned marketing consultant specializing in small businesses.
Oh, interesting. So it's like you're saying to the AI, okay, pretend you're this marketing expert.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I can start asking it specific questions about my business. That seems like it would be a lot more useful than just using any generic AI.
Absolutely. It basically helps to fine-tune the AI's responses. It'll make sure that they're a lot more relevant and targeted to your specific needs. It's almost like you have a specialized consultant like right at your fingertips.
Now, Shelley Palmer also goes into different types of prompts in the article, but I'm already starting to feel a little overwhelmed. Can we maybe focus on the ones that would be like the most useful for a small business owner?
Sure. Why don't we take a look at a few practical examples? So first off, we have what's called scenario-based prompts. This is basically where you give the AI a specific situation and then ask it to analyze it.
Okay, so like if I owned a bakery, for example, I could say something like, imagine you're helping a small bakery increase foot traffic during the holiday season. What ideas do you have?
Exactly. That's perfect. You're giving the AI a clear picture, and you're basically asking it to brainstorm within that specific scenario. So you're not just asking for like general marketing tips. You're asking for ideas that are tailored to your bakery and during a specific time, the holidays.
That's really cool. So what are some other types of prompts that could be helpful?
Another one that's super valuable is what we call instructional prompts. This is where you're asking the AI for like a step-by-step guide on how to actually do something.
Okay, so let's say I wanted to start using email marketing, but I had absolutely no clue where to start.
Well, you could use an instructional prompt like this. Give me a step-by-step guide to set up an automated email welcome sequence for new customers using name of email platform.
Wow, that's super practical. It's like having like a tech support person right there with me, walking me through the whole process. I can definitely see how this could save a ton of time and hassle.
Exactly. And the really cool thing about it is that you can be incredibly specific. You can tailor the instructions to your exact needs and, using the tools that you're already using.
Okay, this is already blowing my mind a little bit. As a small business owner, I'm always wearing like a million different hats,
yeah.
So the idea of having AI help me out with things like, email marketing or even coming up with new product ideas, that's kind of a game changer.
It really is. And, once you get comfortable with some of these basic types of prompts, there are even more advanced techniques that can really take your prompt engineering to that next level.
Ooh, advanced techniques. You got to tell me more about that.
All right. Well, one that Shelley Palmer highlights in the article is the use of what's called post prompts. So you can think about it like this. You've given the AI your initial prompt. It gives you a response. But before you just run off and do something with that response, you can actually use a post prompt to refine it or make it even more tailored to what you need.
It's like a follow-up question.
Exactly. And Shelley Palmer actually has like a favorite post prompt that he recommends. He says, ask me clarifying questions until you're 95% sure you can complete the task successfully.
Okay, I love that. It's almost like you're saying to the AI, hold on a second, I need a little more information from you before I can fully trust what you're telling me.
Precisely. It basically encourages the AI to double check its understanding. It wants to make sure that it really grasped what you were asking. It's like, you know, when you have a conversation with a consultant and you can just ask follow-up questions just to make sure you're both on the same page.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Especially, you know, for something like business strategy where the stakes are high.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to make a decision based off of, you know, what the AI is telling me without making sure that it really gets all the nuances of my situation.
Exactly. And this actually brings us to another really powerful technique that Shelley Palmer mentions, guiding the AI's chain of thought.
Chain of thought. Okay, yeah. Now you're starting to lose me a little bit.
All right, so think about it like this. You want to bake a cake, right? Well, you wouldn't just throw all the ingredients in a bowl at once and hope for the best, right? You would follow a recipe. You would take it step by step in a logical order.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, chain of thought prompting is kind of like giving the AI a recipe for how to think about a problem. So you're guiding its reasoning process, you're making sure it's considering the most important factors, and ultimately, it arrives at a well-thought-out conclusion.
So it's kind of like saying, hey, AI, don't just give me some random answer here. Show your work. How did you get there?
Exactly. And you can actually do this by using certain prompts that encourage the AI to break down its thinking process. For example, you could use something like, let's think step by step about how to.
Ooh, that's good. So like, say I'm trying to decide if I should invest in some new equipment for my business. I could use a prompt like, let's think step by step about the potential return on investment for this new equipment.
Exactly. That would encourage the AI to consider things like the cost of the equipment, the potential increase in productivity that it could give you, even the lifespan of the equipment, and all kinds of other factors. It wouldn't just give you like a random number. It would actually walk you through the reasoning how it got to that answer.
This is incredible. It's like having this super smart business partner that can analyze these like really complex situations, and it can give you insights that maybe you wouldn't have thought of on your own.
That's the power of prompt engineering. It's not about replacing human intelligence. It's about, you know, augmenting it. It's about giving small business owners like you access to this powerful tool to help make better decisions, streamline how you operate, and ultimately grow your business.
You know, this whole time I was thinking AI was something only like big companies with tons of resources could use. But now I'm really starting to see how valuable it could be for a small business like mine.
Absolutely. And the best part is you don't need like a degree in computer science to get started. All you need is that willingness to learn and just experiment a little bit.
I'm definitely feeling inspired to go and play around with it all.
Yeah.
But before I go and try all that out, Shelley Palmer mentions one more thing in the article that I want to make sure we touch on. He talks about something called generative prompts.
Ah, yes. Generative prompts. This is where things start to get really creative. So instead of, you know, just asking the AI to analyze information or, you know, give you instructions, you're actually asking it to create something entirely new. So we're talking about AI that can, like, actually create things. I thought that was just for, like, sci-fi movies.
It might have seemed that way a few years ago, but it's becoming, like, more and more accessible now, even for small businesses.
Imagine being able to, like, generate original content for your website or, like, social media posts or even marketing materials, all with the help of AI.
Wow, that would free up so much time for me to focus on, like, other parts of my business. But how do I even, like, begin to craft a prompt for something like that?
Well, let's say you're a small clothing boutique owner and you need some fresh content for like your Instagram. You could use a generative prompt like, write 5 catchy captions for Instagram posts featuring our new spring collection. And you can even get more specific, like highlighting the vibrant colors and sustainable materials.
Okay, so I'm basically giving the AI a creative brief. That's incredible. And it would actually write those captions for me.
Exactly. And not just any captions either. It would tailor them to your specific instructions, like highlighting the unique features of your new spring collection.
This is seriously blowing my mind. So I can use AI to help me brainstorm new ideas, get step-by-step instructions, analyze complex information, and even create original content. It's like having a whole team of experts working for me.
That's the power of prompt engineering. It's about harnessing the power of AI to be more efficient, more creative, and ultimately more successful.
You know, going back to Shelley Palmer's article, he makes this point that really stuck with me. He says that the real magic of prompt engineering is that it helps us ask better questions.
That's a really profound insight, because when you think about it, crafting a good prompt forces you to think deeply about what you're trying to achieve, what information you need, and what outcomes you want to see.
So it's not just about asking the AI better questions. It's about asking ourselves and our businesses better questions.
Precisely. And that can lead to some really amazing breakthroughs. It can help you find new opportunities, uncover hidden inefficiencies, and even come up with innovative solutions that you might have never even considered before.
Wow. I love that. It's like prompt engineering is a mental workout, not just for the AI, but for me as a business owner.
Exactly. It's a collaborative process that can help you unlock your full potential.
This has been such an amazing deep dive. I'm walking away with a whole new understanding of AI and how it can be used to support small businesses.
And that's what's so great about it. It's not about replacing human ingenuity. It's about making it even better. It's about giving entrepreneurs like yourself the tools to achieve even greater things.
To all you listeners out there, I really encourage you to explore the world of prompt engineering. Don't be scared off by the name. It's something anyone can learn, and it has the potential to totally change how you run your business.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, keep learning, keep experimenting.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.